Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we have a fantastic guest. Not many guys in this 2020 draft class are faster than him, but it's none other than the BYU standout, Micah Simon. Micah, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Pretty good, man. Thank you both for having me on the show.
Well, we appreciate it just stopping by. I mean, this is a busy time for you. We know your generosity with it. We do appreciate it. So, I mean, I got to ask, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, were you that kid that was scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game just because the speed was there?
I mean, you know, sometimes in Little League Pop Warner, that's how it can be, you know. Trying to just go and score, you know, as many touchdowns as possible, and just and having fun with the guys, you know, especially at that age, you know, it's really all about kind of having fun and just getting better.
Yeah, and now I got to ask. Now, you know, you're doing your thing. I saw that you had a good quarterback background. Now, when you finally got to BYU, were you kind of you joking around at practice that you wanted to get some trick plays in there? Like, you gotta get that arm out one more time?
Yeah, always. I always, you know, tried to tell the coaches to let me throw a pass here and there, and you know, it didn't happen until my senior year. But this past year, I was able to throw. I threw 3 passes, went 2 for 3, had a touchdown. So you know, I was able to leave college ball saying I completed a pass and was able to contribute to a touchdown. So I'll always have that with me.
Excellent. Definitely. So besides his fantastic receiving skills, any NFL scouts out there listening to the show today know that Micah can also do that sneak play for you to get the ball into the end zone. So how do you kind of end up playing wide receiver? I'm sure you probably played multiple positions, but how did you know that that was going to be the position for you, and when did you really kind of sink your teeth into it?
Yeah, you know, my senior year of high school, when I was getting recruited, many programs were looking at me as an athlete and not as a quarterback. You know, like we talked about, you know, I have the speed and kind of the ball skills and things like that to contribute at other positions. And with me, I wanted to stay on the offensive side of the ball because that's what I knew, and that's where I felt I was going to be able to fit best. Always loved receiver, always loved, you know, catching the ball and getting open and things like that. So that's kind of where, you know, I knew that I would try to become a good receiver. And, yeah, you know, all the coaches were on board with that. And I did experience with a little bit of cornerback early on my freshman year, but we figured out that receiver was the best spot for me.
Well, it's definitely turned out to be the best spot. I mean, you're about a month away to find out where your next football journey is going to be, and you've done everything. Fantastic pro day, and you know as well as everything going on in our world right now, to have that pro day underneath, you know, in your back pocket and already performed, it's a big thing. What was it like putting up those great numbers and just going throughout the whole process, just letting those scouts know you a little bit?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's definitely been a interesting time, you know, very unusual situations, considering with, you know, the draft and all the pro days being postponed and canceled. But, you know, I have a great team around me with my agents and with my training facility down in Dallas called Atlet Sports. They teamed up together and felt that it was, you know, a good situation to have a filmed pro day and have that under our belt, just in case, you know, whatever happens in the next few weeks that we're not able to actually have a real pro day at my university. So it was great to get that. And, you know, all the hard work that I put in paid off and put up some really great times. And I was really happy with how I performed.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Micah Simon, the standout from BYU, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we break down what this young man brings to the next level. And he could be playing for your favorite team in a very, very short amount of time. Now, I ask all the guys that come on our program, Micah, I mean, if we put you in the film room, you're with these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with and they're going to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
I feel like a few of the things that they'll like about me is one, my speed and playmaking ability from any position on offense. And, I mean, you know, outside or inside receiver, I've been able to carry the ball out of the backfield a little bit, some jet sweep action. I feel like I can do it all. I'm versatile on offense. But then the other thing that I feel like separates me from other receivers is the work I do on special teams. Past 2 years, I was starting on kickoffs or running down there as a gunner, straight to the ball, making tackles. I played vice on punt return and blocking for guys. On punt, I was a gunner, running down, making tackles. So I feel like all those things will let the scouts know that I'm a team player, team guy, and I'll be able to contribute anywhere on the squad.
There, you know what? Hey, you know, all the more intangibles that you can bring that are positive, you know as well as anybody. I mean, that just entices you to those guys, and then you throw in that speed. That's kind of like having your cake and your icing on top. Now, you mentioned so many things about the special teams, but how about off the field? I mean, weight room warrior, film junkie, team captain. Maybe the offense you ran didn't allow you to showcase certain parts of the route tree. I don't know. What do these scouts need to know about you that could benefit you that they may not see on tape, Micah?
Team captain my junior season. My senior season, our coaches decided we weren't going to vote on captains, but that they were going to select a leadership committee, a leadership council, and I was a part of that. So had a leadership role for 2 years. Feel like I'm really good at motivating players and helping players raise their game and helping the team come together and doing all that we can to win games, because that's the name of the game. That's why I play. You know, I love winning and I love the competition that football brings. And those are kind of the two things that I always have in my mind when I'm out there on the field or in the practice. And I also feel like I am a big film junkie. I love watching film, love watching tape of NFL squads while I was in college, or watching other college games and just picking up small pieces here and there and trying to add them to my game or trying to expand my IQ from a film perspective. So I feel like all those things can really add to a good team and help.
Definitely. And, you know, the one thing I take away from what you were able to do is the way BYU was able to spread and disperse the football in the passing game. I mean, you, Matt Bushman, Ifo, Shumway, I mean, you guys were all so, you know, there was not one guy that was the sole focal point. And I think that shows the unselfishness. And you talked about that leadership role where, you know, you don't need 15 targets coming your way to be successful. What was it like just playing in that offense knowing that, you know, the ball was dispersed so evenly amongst that, you know, fearsome foursome, if you will?
Yeah, it was great. Our coaches did a great job this past year of putting game plans together each week to spread the ball around and to create different mismatches and draw attention to different areas and open up, balls for other guys. So, yeah, we had a very unselfish group this year. This group was all about winning games. And, yeah, there was games where I might have 7 catches and Matt Bushman only has 2. And then there's vice versa. But, as long as we're winning, everybody's happy and we're all just contributing in the way that we know we're supposed to.
Excellent. And we're almost out of time. We got a couple more questions. I mean, you with that ability, I mean, because you are a playmaker. Do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level? I mean, family, friends, teammates, coaches say, hey, Micah, you know, we're watching the Monday night game and when we see this guy doing his thing at the National Football League level, he reminds us of you?
No, I haven't really heard many comparisons like that. You know, and even myself, I don't really know if there's one guy out there that I you know, really feel like my game is like. You know, I have a few favorites that I love to watch, like Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Davante Adams. I feel like they all have a different savviness that they bring to the game, and I really learn a lot from watching them and watching how they create separation in their routes. That's a huge, huge thing at receiver, and that's what I've been working on this offseason, just preparing for the draft for pro days. It's, you know, using my speed to my advantage even more, and being able to create more separation.
Awesome stuff. Micah, you've been fabulous. I'm so appreciative of your time. Before we end it, we call it three and out. There are a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, you're going to go back. You're going to play one more game, and you're going to get to win the game on your favorite route. So who are you going to beat, and what's the route that you're going to score on?
Favorite route? Let's say – We'll be in the red zone, and I'll hit them with a double move. And
how about this one? You have a pretty iconic head coach there. I think a lot of people love him, Helena Sataki. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach, and would they do it in front of him?
No, Kalani's actually really hard to kind of impersonate because you really never know what you're going to get from him. He's always on his toes, and he'll always kind of give you a different joke here and there or a different conversation here and there. But, yeah, man, Kalani's a great guy. Love him to death. You know, we've been keeping in touch this whole time, and he's been great.
Awesome. And then the final one, you're about a month away from the next journey in your football life. I'm sure you'll be with family and friends as you celebrate. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Man, you're gonna create a war in my family. let's say I have to say my mom. You know, she can make basically any and everything, and it all tastes really, really great. And the one meal, I'd probably say like some type of barbecue, some brisket or ribs, and she makes a great chili and cheese rice. So yeah, that would probably be the meal that I would love right at that time.
that chili cheese rice sounds excellent. Mike, you know, we have that question for all the guests that come on the show. So each day I get some of these recipes that just make me crave whatever you're gonna have that day. That sounds top shelf, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, man, we're almost out of time, but, hey, we appreciate what you've done, what you're going to be able to do at that next level. And, again, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on, man. I appreciate it a lot.
No problem at all. Once again, Micah Simon, BYU standout. And this kid brings it all. I love how he touched about the special teams and the gunner. This kid is more than a one-trick pony. I mean, the speed entices you. That's what draws you in. But when you really break this kid down, I mean, this kid really packs so many positivities. He's mentioned his team cap junior year, leadership committee on his senior year. So, like he said, 2 years of leadership, and that's just the BYU program leaning a little bit on him as they need to push that program up and above and beyond. And this is one of the young men helping them do that. And, again, he's going to be a guy that you see playing at that 32-team level. They call him national football league. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.